Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial candidate Stacey Garrity says an Allegheny County party leader is who she wants as her running mate. From our partner station at WESA in Pittsburgh, Tom Reese reports that Republican voters will make the final call.
In Pennsylvania, voters choose their party's nominee for governor and lieutenant governor separately. But Garrity wants Republicans to know that Allegheny County GOP chair Jason Ritchie is her top choice for lieutenant governor. And Ritchie, who just launched this campaign Thursday, says President Donald Trump's recent endorsement of Garrity should boost her fundraising efforts as she challenges Governor Josh Shapiro's re-election.
Trump endorsing her gives us national standing, and we're going to need help and resources from all over to defeat this guy.
Ritchie is at least the third Republican to declare a bid for lieutenant governor. He was a candidate for governor 4 years ago, but withdrew before the Republican primary. While he may campaign alongside Garrity this spring, the May 19th primary will decide if their names appear together on the ballot this fall. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Local Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon says immigration enforcement detainees are being treated like prisoners at Philadelphia's Federal Detention Center. She conducted a congressional oversight visit yesterday, just weeks after an Upper Darby man died at the facility. Scanlon says the entire process is, quote, disregarding fundamental American rights.
The slope is no longer slippery here. The lawless behavior we're seeing from DHS and ICE and the lack of brakes upon it should really be concerning to everyone.
She says the agency shouldn't get another dime unless radical changes are implemented. Checking the weather, 15 degrees right now in Philadelphia, another dangerously cold day and a dangerously cold night ahead, going down to a low of 5 degrees here in the city. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, high 25, low 14. Sunday, high 26, low 16.